الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select an ayah from the Holy Quran and we mention its historical background. Inshallah, today we'll be talking about a beautiful verse from Surah Al-Ma'idah. Be with us from start to end. Let's listen to the recitation first.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tas'alu an ashya لكم تسؤكم وإن تسألوا عنها حين ينزل القرآن تبد لكم عفى الله عنها والله غفور حليم
Translation O you who believe, do not ask about matters which if revealed to you would displease you. If you ask while the Quran is being revealed, then those matters will be made apparent to you. Allah has forgiven them, and Allah is most forgiving, most forbearing. Respected viewers, the part of this verse, O you who believe, do not ask about matters which if revealed to you would displease you. If we talk about its course of revelation, it is as follows. One day, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, delivering a sermon, whatever anyone would like to ask, he may ask. Standing up, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Hudhaifa radiyallahu ta'ala and asked, who is my father? Hudhaifa replied the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, ask more. Upon which Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu stood up, professed to faith and prophethood, and apologized. In the narration of Imam Ibn Shahab al-Dhuhri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, it is mentioned that the mother of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Hudhaifa radiyallahu ta'ala and complained to him and said, you are a very unwise son. You do not know the state of the women of the era of ignorance, meaning pre-Islamic era. May Allah forbid, had your mother committed a sin, how disgraceful it would have been today. Upon this, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Hudhaifa radiyallahu an responded, had the knower of the unseen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, informed me of a Habshi slave to be my father, I would have certainly believed him. It is mentioned in a hadith, Sahih al-Bukhari, that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates, people would ask such kind of questions to mock. Some would ask, who is my father? Another person would ask about his she-camel, which was gone missing. Where is it? So this verse was revealed upon this occasion. The hadith of Sahih Muslim remarks that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam mentioned Hajj to be obligatory fard in his sermon. Upon which a person asked, is it obligatory every year? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam observed silence. Upon the repetition of the same question from the person, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam responded, do not be speculative for what I do not mention. Had I replied in affirmative, Hajj would have become obligatory for you every year, and you would not be able to do so. Speaking of this, there are certain Islamic rulings which are deduced and learned from this very verse of the Holy Quran. The knowledge of the unseen of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is one of them. One thing that we learn from this narration is that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam possessed knowledge of unseen, knowledge of ghaib, because information regarding who is the actual father of a person is linked to the knowledge of unseen. We further learn that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was granted knowledge in totality. Otherwise, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would not have said that, ask whatever you want. This claim can only do that person who has a total knowledge granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was granted knowledge in totality. Otherwise, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would not have said, ask whatever you want. Rather, he would have stated that, ask me about so and so matters. Or he would have announced that, ask whatever you want only regarding Sharia. The announcement of the Prophethood sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam without my restriction, but ask me whatever you want, subhanAllah. And people also asking him about every sort of matter is an evident proof of the fact that Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim knows everything. And the honorable companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum also had this very same belief. Another important fact what we learn is the authority of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The last narration also implies that Allah Almighty has given authority to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that whatever he declares obligatory, fard becomes obligatory. Another important fact what we learn is kindness of the Prophet upon the Ummah. It is also evident from this verse that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is extremely kind upon his Ummah. Had the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied yes only once, it would have become obligatory to perform Hajj every year. But the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made it easy for his Ummah and did not reply yes. Note, regarding the following monographs of the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmed Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, on the topic of knowledge of the unseen of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in 29th volume of Fatawa Razawiyya is highly beneficial. Khalisul I'tiqad, a remarkable monograph comprising of 120 proofs on the prophetic knowledge of the unseen. أَنْبَاءُ الْمُصْطَفَى بِحَالِ سِرٍّ وَأَخْفَى. So this is proof of granting the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the knowledge of مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونَ. Proofs of the knowledge of the unseen and rebuttal of the heretics. Further, and if you want to learn more about the authorities of the Mustafa, اختيارات of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, there is a work of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Al-Amn wal-Ula lina'itil Mustafa bidafi'il bala, in the 30th volume of Fatawa Razawiyya. Respected viewers, this verse also proves that the act that has not been forbidden in the Sharia is mubah and permissible. On the authority of Sayyidina Salman radiyallahu an, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been reported to have said, halal is that which Allah declared halal in his book, and haram is that which he declared haram in his book, and exempt is the matter upon which silence has been observed. Alhamdulillah, we learned this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, and we learned the status shan of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, his knowledge of ghaib. We learned the reason of its revelation, and we learned the authority of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam, and so much more what we have learned today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to act upon the teachings of the Holy Quran. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful program, another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi. وسلم.